Hello and welcome to English with Justino. These are stories and discussions designed for you to learn English vocabulary, expressions, culture, and maybe even some grammar along the way. These are designed for those already speaking English at an intermediate or advanced level. The idea here is to listen, read, and learn from a native English speaker in a natural way, the way you first learned your native language, by hearing it. Okay, forward we go. Alice's Wonderland Adventures, Final Chapter and Lesson. Alice was in court to find out if the Jack of Hearts was guilty for stealing the Queen's tarts. Alice had just been called out as the next witness, and she was in front of the King and Queen. Alice had grown back to nearly her normal size and towered over everyone. The King was the judge in this court. "I'm here," cried Alice, forgetting in all the excitement how large she had grown in the last few minutes. She jumped up in such a hurry that she knocked over the jury box and everyone fell out. Where was Alice? Alice was there, in the jury box. Did Alice jump up excited? Yes, Alice jumped up really excited and knocked over the jury box, and everyone fell out. "Oh, I'm very sorry," she exclaimed in a panicked tone. "The trial cannot proceed," said the King in a very grave voice, "until all jury are back in their proper place. All of them," he repeated, with great emphasis, looking hard at Alice as he'd said so. Was Alice very sorry for knocking over the jury box? Yes, Alice was very sorry. What did the King say? The King said the trial could not proceed without all the jury back in the jury box. As soon as the jury had recovered from the shock of being thrown to the ground, they found paper and pencils and started to write out a history of what had just happened. What did the jury do when they returned to the jury box? The jury began writing down with paper and pencils what had just happened. The King got back to the subject at hand and looked at Alice. "What do you know about this business?" the King said to Alice. "Nothing," said Alice. "Nothing at all?" persisted the King. "Nothing at all," said Alice. "That's very important," the King said, turning to the jury. They were just beginning to write this down when the White Rabbit interrupted. Your Majesty, this means, of course..." He stuttered in a respectful tone, but was frowning and making faces as he spoke. Did Alice know anything at all about what happened to the Queen's tarts? No, Alice did not know anything at all. Did the King think this was important? Yes. Somehow the King thought this was important. At this moment, the King, who was busily writing in his notebook, cackled out, "Silence!" and read out from his book, Rule 42. All persons taller than a mile must leave the court. Everybody looked at Alice. "I'm not a mile high," said Alice. "You are," said the King. "Nearly 2 miles high," added the Queen. "Well, I'm not going," said Alice. "You just made that rule up." "It's the oldest rule in the book," said the King. "Yeah, right," responded Alice, annoyed. What were the King and Queen arguing about? The King wanted Alice to leave because she was so tall now. Did the King make up that rule that excluded Alice from the court for being so tall? Yes, the King made up the rule, or Alice thought so. The King turned pale and slammed the book shut. "Consider your verdict," he said to the jury in a low, trembling voice. Did the King want to hear the decision from the jury now, without any real evidence? Yes, the King wanted to hear the verdict. "There's still more evidence, please, Your Majesty," said the White Rabbit, jumping up in a great hurry. "This envelope was just delivered to me." What was delivered to the White Rabbit? An envelope was just delivered to the White Rabbit. "What does it say?" said the Queen. "One moment, please," said the White Rabbit. "It seems to be a letter, written by the accused." "Evidence!" yelled the King. "Who is it addressed to?" said someone in the jury. "It isn't addressed to anyone at all," said the Rabbit. "In fact, there's nothing written down." He unfolded the paper as he spoke and added, "It isn't a letter after all. It's a poem. What was in the envelope given to the White Rabbit? It was a letter, but it wasn't addressed to anyone. What was written on the paper? A poem was written on the paper.
That proves his guilt, said the Queen.
It proves nothing, said Alice. You haven't even listened to it yet.
Read it, said the King.
The White Rabbit put on his spectacles.
Where shall I begin, please, Your Majesty? He asked.
Begin at the beginning, the King said gravely, and read until the end and then stop.
What did the King order the White Rabbit to do?
The King ordered the White Rabbit to read the poem from beginning to end. The White Rabbit read a few verses that made no sense at all.
That's the most important piece of evidence we have heard yet, said the King, rubbing his hands.
Let the jury decide. What did the White Rabbit read?
The White Rabbit read some verses from the poem, but they didn't make any sense.
Did the King think they made sense as evidence?
Yes, the King said they were the most important piece of evidence they had heard so far.
If anyone can explain, said Alice.
Alice had grown very large by now, and she looked down at everyone without any fear.
What you just read has no meaning at all.
The jury all wrote down. She doesn't believe there's any meaning in it.
If there's no meaning, said the King, that saves us a lot of trouble, you know. The evidence is clear, looking at all of them with one eye.
What did Alice say about what the White Rabbit read?
Alice said what the White Rabbit read had no meaning at all.
Did the jury listen to Alice?
Yes. The jury listened to Alice and wrote down what she said.
What did the King think?
The King thought the evidence was clear.
All right, the King blurted, but then he went on muttering, looking out at nothing in particular.
He looked back down at his hands and went on.
We all know it to be true. The Queen had tarts, and now she has none. It must be the fault of the Jack of Hearts.
Nonsense, said Alice loudly. There is no evidence.
Hold your tongue, said the Queen, turning purple.
I will not, replied Alice.
Off with her head, the Queen shouted at the top of her voice. Nobody moved.
Ha! Laughed Alice. She was now at full size. You're nothing but a pack of cards.
At this, the whole pack rose up into the air and came flying down at her. Alice gave a little scream, half out of fright and half out of anger, and swatted at them like flies buzzing around her head.
Suddenly, she woke up on the riverbank with her head in the lap of her sister, who was brushing away some dead leaves that had fluttered down from the trees on her face.
Wake up, Alice, said her sister. You've been sleeping so long.
Oh my gosh, I've had such a strange dream, said Alice, and she started telling the story as well as she could remember. All these adventures in such a strange place.
A white rabbit hopped by on the riverbank. It started to go down a hole near a honeysuckle bush, but stopped and looked back. Alice thought she saw it wink.
Summary. Alice was in court and had been called as a witness. The King made up a rule to exclude Alice because she had grown so large, but Alice would not leave. The White Rabbit then was handed a letter that the King thought was evidence, and Alice argued with both the King and the Queen about it. The Queen sentenced Alice to death, and then Alice denied her. Then, the pack of cards all flew in the air and came down on Alice. Alice woke up in her sister's lap on the bank of the river, and it turned out this whole crazy adventure was just a curious dream.
If you have listened until now, thank you very much. I hope you've enjoyed the story of Alice's Wonderland Adventures with questions and answers to improve your English listening and reading skills. I invite you to stay tuned for more stories in the future. Goodbye for now.